The Republican majority of the Onondaga County Legislature is coming out against Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan for government consolidation and the consensus plan to merge the city of Syracuse and county governments. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some legislators say the governor and Onondaga County executive Joni Mahoney are alone in their support for a merged government.
Onondaga County Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon says while he appreciates the governor's focus on lowering property taxes, he says the way to go is to provide relief from state mandates like Medicaid that are passed on to local governments.
If the state of New York paid its own bill as far as mandated services, we would not have a county property tax, folks. It would be gone.
Cuomo's proposal would require local governments to come up with consolidation plans that would save money and be put before voters in November. On the consensus plan for a merged government between Onondaga County and the city of Syracuse, McMahon says there will be no vote on it from the legislature this year.
It doesn't address anything as far as to what kind of government structure are you looking at. It does not talk about the charter. It doesn't talk about who does what. So you're voting on something that you don't even know how it's going to work.
The new city-county government would have 33 legislators plus an executive. McMahon says the best way to move forward is by figuring out which of the other 49 recommendations by consensus on consolidating services can be implemented. Legislator Kevin Holmquist says Cuomo and County Executive Joni Mahoney are the only ones pushing for the merged government. He says it doesn't have the support of the community or even all the consensus members.
The governor and the county executive have poisoned the waters that they insist on this top-down, arrogant, condescending approach to try to dictate to everybody else. Other than them, the rest of us are all together. Everybody's together and we're excited about the progress that we can make on those 49 and possibly other recommendations.
Holmquist will lead a legislative subcommittee, which will include outside elected officials from the city of Syracuse and other towns and villages, to study the recommendations. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.